Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 3/10 of a second remaining! Timeout, OKC! Tyrese Halliburton does it again!
That is what Tyrese Halliburton has been doing all postseason. Taking his time, you give him half a step, and knocks it down with .3.
No hesitation in those big moments. He wants the ball in his hand.
Tyrese Halliburton does it again. The Pacers do it again. I'm not sure they're a great basketball team, but with the game on the line in the fourth quarter, he's a great player and they're a great team.
Yeah.
And they become more dangerous by the game because, you know, the old Kevin Millar, like, don't let us win tonight. Don't let us win just one.
Oh, it's a classic.
Now, that's kind of how they are. I feel like every time they win, it's like, we're down 15 in the fourth. So we're always down 15 in the fourth and we always win.
Right.
And Halliburton only has, he's only shooting 2 of 7 from three. Whatever. He'll be fine when the game's on the line. It'll bounce way up in the air and then it'll come back down like it's a Disney movie.
We got him right where we want him.
Yes.
That's kind of what it feels like.
They're dangerous.
Like.
They are growing more dangerous by the minute. And I still think OKC is the better team. I still think OKC is probably going to win next game handedly and the series convincingly.
Really?
But they grow, the Pacers grow more dangerous and more popular because you now know. I said it coming into this series, and I think I said it about the Stanley Cup final.
Sure.
Like with these four teams, I don't really have a strong allegiance and or hate for any of the four teams. So you start to watch the series and the games unfold, and then at some point things start to happen that sway you one way or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Pacers now. Why
not?
Why not? Tyrese Halliburton is not a superstar, in my opinion. He's a star. He's a star player in the NBA, but not a superstar-level player. But with the game on the line, he's doing Jordan crap. That's what this is, Jordan crap. That is exactly what this is, Michael Jordan-esque crap right now. And that's fun to watch. It's fun to, or Robert Horry, but he's a better all-around player than Robert Horry. So that's where I think the difference is. And, you know, we talk about Tatum around here and end of game and clutchness and who does he measure up or not measure up to.
A minute ago on the text line, I swear to God, if you bring Tatum up during this segment, I am going to lose it. Check that box.
I didn't even look. I swear to God. You can verify for me. I did not look at the text line, but we have that conversation about Tatum. Is he clutch? Did you need Jaylen Brown to do certain things? Hell, to shoot a three in the corner against Indiana to get to overtime so that Jason Tatum could lead you through overtime a year ago. And Tyrese Halliburton, I'm not even sure he's the best player on the Pacers. Siakam was the MVP in the Eastern Conference Finals. Siakam is a good player. I love Miles Turner. He's probably no longer in the conversation for best player on the Pacers, but he's a part of their conversation.
Important player.
Important player.
Sure.
But with the game on the line, and this is weird because we always talk about this. OKC, SGA is the stud. He's the centerpiece. I don't know if Halliburton thinks he's the centerpiece or if he's okay with Siakam being sort of the centerpiece. We had that video with the Eastern Conference where he's like, yeah, me. Oh, it's not me. Okay, I'll just stop now and back up a little bit.
Right.
But with the game on the line, it's like they know exactly where they want the ball to be because his cojones, as he shows you every once in a while in his celebration, like Sam Cassell, get bigger every game. So do you legit think the Pacers now have a shot to win this series?
I feel like it's impossible not to think that. Yeah.
They were a heavy underdog.
Yeah, they were.
Heavy.
And they have been regarded as an underdog pretty much every step along the way, regardless if they've been the top seed or not. And I'm a little surprised that people are so surprised that this team is doing this, and they're competitive, and they're in the NBA Finals.
They turned the ball over 20 times in the first half, did they not?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah, that. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, but I'm thinking...
We got Halliburton in the fourth quarter. Don't worry about the 20 turnovers.
Okay. I'm thinking longer term. Where did their season end last year?
In the Eastern Conference Finals.
Exactly.
At the hands of the Boston Celtics.
With
Tyrese Halliburton not playing.
A super team to end all super teams, last year's Celtics team. They got to the Eastern Conference Finals, lost Halliburton, and even those two games that they lost with Halliburton fully not playing, they lost, I think it was by 3 points both games, or it was, you know, 1-2 possession games.
Competitive, yes.
They were a very competitive team, and they did kind of take away from their mix a little bit. They got younger. They opened up a bit more space for some of their younger guys to play more, but I'm a little surprised that people are so surprised that they're on this stage. So yeah, I think you have to give them a bit more respect coming off of that effort, because clearly the stage did not faze them last night.
So even though they were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, I think if you're a casual basketball fan, you're not really aware of the Pacers. They're not on that national stage. I can remember the beginning of last year when we were over our skis, to use your phrase, about how good the Celtics were going to be. Like, who could even challenge them in the East? And the Knicks did this big trade to try to anyone else. Is there any? And I remember telling Arkin, like, I kind of like the Pacers. I think they're a scrappy team.
Yeah.
Did I think they were going to the NBA Finals? No. Nope. I thought they were a team that could give the Celtics problems along the way. And they're a good basketball team with a good coach, with a good star. Is he a superstar? Am I wrong? Am I sleeping on Halliburton and how good he is? I know he's part of the Olympics, so he's sort of on that all-NBA Olympic tier, but I don't consider him a superstar.
He's probably closer to it than he is away from it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think last night was the closest that he's been.
I'm giving Stiz the sideways dog head turn to that comment.
Would you like to expound?
Well, I think he's, you know, whatever. What are the parameters for superstar? Like, I don't know. I guess you'd have to define
superstar
that.
Would be like Stiz before he started working for this show. If I said, who's Tyrese Halliburton? Stiz would say,
Is that a band?
Exactly. To me, that's a superstar. If I said to that Stiz, LeBron James, he knows him, right?
Yeah.
Steph
okay.
Curry,
yeah,
he
that's
knows
fair.
Him. Even I would say Jason Tatum, elevated to superstar. He went to the finals, won the finals, was in the Eastern Conference Finals every year. Like Jason, and he's
so
done
again,
all your chip ads.
So again, I would say he's closer to it than he is away from it. If they win this series and he has a couple another moments like last night, I think that changes. I think everyone will know
this
who
doesn't. This isn't really a fair commentary. I'm going to say this, understanding that it's unfair. Okay.
Okay.
Can we just paint it like that? He's not even the most popular, famous basketball player in Indiana.
Caitlin Clark.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's tough.
Well, if Steph Curry was there, he'd be more popular, right?
I don't think you can say that on a
probably not if you listen to the Jones and Keefe show. But there's other issues we don't need to get into there as to why that might not work out.
Caitlin Clark is
Luka Doncic. If he was in Indiana, would he be more popular?
She's an anomaly in sports right now.
Jokic. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I don't even know where I was going with that. So is he legitimately
a race early in this show?
You're
what
right,
doing?
Dude. She is an anomaly.
She is. I think she is.
She's a superstar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like everybody knows who Caitlin Clark is. Yeah. Tyrese
but
Halliburton.
That's not fair. That's not fair to be like, well, if you're not on Caitlin Clark's level of notoriety, then you are not a superstar.
No, but that's when I think superstar. It means casual fans know you. Maybe even non-sports fans know you. You cross over into, oh, he's the guy in that commercial. Does Tyrese Halliburton have a commercial?
No.
I don't even know.
So
I,
Jason Tatum's Batman commercial is
Batman,
one of the reasons why he's a superstar.
Flaming Doritos or whatever. Remember he was on the bag and like Charles Barkley's picking?
A bigger market.
Are we going to blame the market now?
Well, it does factor in.
It does factor in. You're right. It does factor in. But so I think the point is he's a star, not a superstar.
Let me distill it down to one question.
Okay.
If Indiana does find a way to win this series.
Yes.
I would have to imagine he's going to have at least one more quote-unquote superstar moment like he had last night.
Well, he's having the most ridiculous postseason in the history of postseasons.
Yeah. Fourth game tying or go-ahead field goal in the final 5 seconds of a game this postseason.
That's silly.
Yes.
That's like a career.
Yeah.
That should be a career, and he's doing it in a postseason.
If you value win probability at all, the Pacers have won four games with win probabilities at 4.1% or under. It's a metric, it's a stat, but it's a way to measure just how out of these games they've been. If Tyrese Haliburton and the Pacers win a championship, is he a superstar?
So Tyrese Haliburton does have a commercial. It's on Twitch right now if you're watching.
Thank you, Brian.
twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And it's with his dad, I believe, as well. I can't hear the audio, but I'm assuming that's his dad.
Pops was at the game last night.
Who famously tried to fight Giannis on the court. That's why he was banned.
His dad might be more of a superstar.
What is this commercial for? I don't even know. Does he have a shoe?
Is it Puma? I saw a Puma logo.
No, it's our friends over at Puma. Passed their building last night on the way home from dinner thanks to Ted Johnson. So the Pacers' popularity, Halliburton's popularity, he's having one of those special runs.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he is an all-time special player, a superstar.
Sure.
But it can elevate his notoriety. And Stiz is right. If you go to the Eastern Conference Finals one year and then go to the NBA Finals the next, you're on a certain trajectory. And if you win, you're on an even bigger trajectory. That ring changes everything. And this is interesting because we talked about the Celtics were they were going to roll right to another title, defend their title, dynasty. Oh, wait, they're not. And then I immediately said, well, I think another dynasty is actually being born. It's in OKC.
Yeah.
They're going to roll through the Pacers. They're going to sweep them or win in five. And now you're telling me to at least pause for just a second and give the Pacers. Now, can you give me that number you put in our rundown? You want to read that number since it's one of your quantitative analysis. The odds of all four games going the Pacers' way. Did you read that already?
No, I didn't read it out loud. It's like 7 zeros and then 6.716% the odds of all
like
four
pie.
Games going the Pacers' way.
That's all right.
Way.
Did you see the odds of for the Pacers to win last night? I think when there was 8 minutes left, was like, 100% chance that Oklahoma was winning.
And that's why I love these. And that's why I love Haliburton. Because I feel like, no disrespect to you, Dan Ball, but it sticks it up your butt and the Breslow's butt and ESPN's butt and all
stat
these
nerds.
Yeah, all these that
drive line.
This is
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is proof that numbers do lie. That at some point, because the numbers would tell you that the Pacers were going to lose, and the numbers would tell you that Halliburton's not that good, right, in that situation.
Yeah.
His teammates would tell you, we're okay. You take your computer and your little printout, and you can shove it. I'm going to pass the ball to Haliburton, and we're going to give that's that dynamic that Mike Vrabel and Alex Cora and these guys, I think, should have the liberty to utilize.
You can take that and shove it up your bum.
Exactly.
Always. Always.
617-779-7937. Let's work in some phone calls. Adam and Milton, what are your thoughts on Tyrese Haliburton and the little run he's on?
Yeah, hi. I just had a quick point. To me, it's pretty black and white. If you're going to make it to the Hall of Fame, you're a superstar. Tatum, Curry, LeBron, all going to Hall of Fame. My man Haliburton, historic postseason, rooting for him like anything, but he's not a superstar.
Thanks for the call, Adam.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to ask him what happens if he wins a title.
Also,
I think if he wins a title, this changes the entire conversation.
100%.
I would argue that the Basketball Hall of Fame has the biggest open doors of any Hall of Fame, and they let a lot of non-superstars in. For example, and I'm going to get the texter yelling at me in all caps as he is wont to do.
He said you a couple times in this segment.
I think Jaylen Brown is going to the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield. I don't think Jaylen Brown is a superstar. I think he's a star.
Honk worthy?
No, he was nodding back there. He can't honk because he's nodding. Stiz is nodding with me. He is a star. Now, I kind of thought it was going to be he'd win a second title this year, and once he was part of a second title with all his other attributes, all stars, all NBA. But that would be an example. I'm the biggest Jaylen Brown fan on the planet. I don't believe he's a superstar, and I believe he's going to end up in Springfield when his career ends at the Basketball Hall of Fame. So I don't think the Hall of Fame barometer or measuring stick works. And by the way,
there's a chance that Al Horford ends up in the Hall of Fame
Florida and then one with the Celtics. Yeah,
that's true. And that's a perfect example. He's not a superstar.
Right.
He's one of the great winners of our generation, according to Scal, but he's not a superstar. So the superstar to me encompasses notoriety, off court, popularity.
Right. Which is a big pillar of the sport of basketball.
Yeah.
The cultural impact of basketball is more than any other sport by leaps and bounds.
Like they have a bunch of guys that I don't think are superstars but have had nice careers. Siakam, right?
Yeah.
If any of those guys were involved in a trade this offseason, given the way the NBA works, I don't think anyone would bat an eye. If Giannis, Luka, those guys are involved in trades, everybody's like, whoa, because that's that next level. That's that superstar level. Maybe it's MVP caliber and MVP voting. Also, we do need to go back to the one thing that was on the record books about Halliburton was that he was the most overrated player in the NBA, correct? Based on NBA player voting. So that's another example of don't listen to players. When they talk about all-star teams and like Pro Bowls and who should vote for things, don't listen to players because they don't know what they're talking about. Yes, Stiz.
That makes me think of Michael Jordan, and I took that person.
Well, and I think he did, right? I think the first one of these comebacks, Milwaukee,
yeah.
He said like overrate that or something. Like he ended a press conference with overrate that. Now, I think that was smart of him. He probably didn't know he'd have like four or five more chances to be cocky and say cocky things after a game like that. But I do think it has motivated him. The perception that he's overrated, now you could argue he's underrated.
There's no way if you did that vote again today that the results would be the same. There's no way because
he's going to get overrated. I actually think he's going to become overrated now because of this.
So star versus just good player, and now it's superstar versus star.
Right. Superstar who went 2 of 7 shooting and scored 14 points for his team, but has game winners at all times. He's an interesting dynamic right now.
Yep.
He's one of the more unique players of this time period, but maybe ever, for the type of impact plays he's making on a championship caliber team, but isn't a superstar and isn't consistently good throughout games, but when the game is on the line is awesome.
In clutch time, he's playing like a superstar.
Absolutely.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.